This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. This piece of music is from the Symphony No. 1 by Charles Ives. Charles Ives was one of America's most famous insurance salesmen. He was just a part-time musician and an example of a figure known best for something done outside the office. Clark Kent comes to mind as another.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
People don't have as much spare time as they used to, so the line that divides their part-time passions from their professions has become very blurry. Meet Dominic Garamone. He's a Benedictine monk at the St. Bede Abbey in Peru, Illinois, and the host of a television baking show.
Breakfast breads, lunch breads, dinner breads. I like bread with everything. Today we'll be baking for all three meals.
Breaking Bread with Father Dominic airs on public television stations across the country. Since he was a little boy, Father Dominic has had a passion for baking, a passion that has made him famous. But please don't call him a star.
Star is not a monk word. if you read all of our publications, the word star does not occur. It's the word host. See, host, that's a nice monk word.
Father Dominic has hosted Breaking Bread for three seasons, and as the title implies, the focus of the show is all things bread, from muffins to croissants to popovers. Father Dominic says he loves bread for two reasons. First, it plays such a prominent role in religious ceremonies and holidays. And second, bread has an uncanny knack of bringing people together, something he says you can observe for yourself with this simple experiment.
Go to your office and bring 2 dozen cookies. And people will come past and they'll say, "Ooh, cookies, can I have one? Oh, did you make these?" You know, and they'll take them back to their desk. But if you were to make a loaf of bread and put it on your desk, on the breadboard, with a little bit of butter and a little bit of apricot preserves, I guarantee you, within 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you are having a party in your cubicle, because everybody wants to come and gather around the bread. Well, even the word companion comes from the Latin cum panum, with bread.
That sense of companionship is the thread that connects his passion for baking with his profession as a monk. The two are perfectly needed together. That's the reason he says he'd never leave the Abbey to pursue television full-time.
If I were to cross the line and become a media person instead of a monk, I would no longer have precisely what makes the program what it is. The appeal is that here's a guy who thinks that something else is more important.
While the link between vocation and avocation is clear in the case of Father Dominic, it's not immediately obvious with another passionate hobbyist. Peter Holden has eaten at more McDonald's restaurants than you can shake a French fry at.
The world's record was 45 new McDonald's in one day. That was in suburban Detroit.
Peter Holden, whose day job is with a computer company, is attempting to eat at every one of the more than 13,000 McDonald's restaurants in North America. On this day, he's in Haymarket, Virginia, visiting his 11,301st McDonald's.
I'm not a vegetable eater. I'm not a cook. I don't cook at home, really. And so I can survive on McDonald's forever. It doesn't matter to me.
We know what you're thinking. How much does he weigh?
Oh, weight is around 200 pounds, 6 feet, 2 inches tall.
And his cholesterol?
169.
Holden's passion for McDonald's began by accident. As a child, he discovered he had a photographic memory. He could recall people, places, and things with remarkable accuracy. For some unknown reason, a McDonald's restaurant caught his eye, then he noticed another, then another, then another. Soon he realized his brain had built up an enormous library of McDonald's locations.
I just remembered them. I knew where to stop in Nebraska, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or in Montana. But after the first 1,000, it started getting a little weak. I couldn't remember all of them anymore, and it was too hard, and so I started writing notes.
His notes include the layout of the restaurant, how it's decorated, and how the food reflects the personality of its location.
Catfish sandwiches in Mississippi, or lobster sandwiches in Maine. St. Louis did a Johnsonville brat. Great sandwich. I had 23 in a 3-day weekend.
Peter Holden has eaten at least something at McDonald's in all 50 states and Canada. He's even conned his way onto a couple of military bases in pursuit of the Golden Arches. And Peter Holden says he never uses the drive-thru.
I want to be in that restaurant to see what America's all about in that town, because I learned about the ranching situation in Montana, learned about some of the blizzard conditions in Nebraska coming up, and all these other things by sitting at McDonald's and seeing America go past that window.
Peter Holden sees himself as sort of an anthropologist with fries. He has notebook after notebook full of observations from every one of the 11,301 McDonald's, which is not a whole lot different from what he does for a living. He works for a computer company that manages and organizes large stores of data.
It's interesting how often the avocation comes to define the vocation.
Howard Means is the co-author of a new book about passionate hobbies. It's called The Banana Sculptor, The Purple Lady, and The All-Night Swimmer.
Our premise in this book was that people were beginning to define themselves more by how they played than by how they worked. You know, workplaces have become so transitory. Careers are transitory. Jobs, companies are transitory. And it seemed to both of us that people were taking refuge in a way in their leisure time activities.
Howard Means says a lot of people think these passionate hobbyists are more than a little strange, but that's not what he found.
I think there are people who sort of are achievers. There's a certain competitive element to a great hobby. The same sort of achievement gene expresses itself in a number of different ways, one of which happens to be the collection, the hobby, the pursuit of their avocation.
For William Herndon, sometimes it's hard to remember which is his hobby and which is his job. For one of the two, he's the organist at the Capital Church of God in District Heights, Maryland.
When I'm playing, I feel like I'm a minister at that point. My job is just as important as a pastor or a speaker of that particular service, because music penetrates the soul.
When he's not ministering from behind the organ, he's spreading the gospel from behind the wheel of a cruiser.
David
66. Officer Herndon is a policeman in Washington, D.C.'s 6th District. It's a rough part of town, east of the monuments and memorials, a part of the nation's capital tourists seldom see. Officer Herndon has been a cop for 20 years, and he says he enjoys it because working for the police department is a lot like working for the church.
You have a pastor, you have a chief. You have your deacons who are almost like your sergeants. They're like the backbone of the department, and they are like one step above the congregation, or in our case, one step above the officers.
William Herndon says he can't imagine being a cop and not playing the church organ, and he can't imagine playing the church organ without being a cop, because they both accomplish the same thing.
It's challenging, but it's very rewarding at the same time. You get to do things to make a difference in people's lives, and that is one of the most important things that I see.
Just like Father Dominic and McDonald's marathoner Peter Holden, William Herndon never consciously made a decision about merging his two lives. The passion and profession just seemed to fit, which brings to mind a quote by Jonathan Butler Yeats: "By logic and reason we die hourly, by imagination we live." Thank you.